Ladies and gentlemen, Mac Gig Studios Lounge is proud to present The Gig Cast. Welcome to the Gig Cast. This is Gig Cast Show 191 for the first week of March 2010, or 2010 as the kids are saying these days. I'm your host, JT Shea. Welcome back to the second installment of the rebirth of the Gig Cast. That's right. The rebirth lasted, what, 1 week? And now we've got the second one coming, as long as I edit this down and put it up on the feed. We'll see how that goes in a couple of days. Joining me again this week is, of course, Kevin Heyman from Sweatshop Studios and the Errant Apprentice. How you doing this week, Kevin?
I'm a rock driving a car, and I'm a madman.
A rock driving a car? Should I know that? All right.
It's something between me and a friend of mine.
Outstanding. As long as that friend listens, it's all good.
It was Warren.
Oh, okay. Well, Warren. Yeah, I miss Warren. He came to the first one you came to, didn't he?
Yeah, I wish he could come, but he's got like crap going on.
So. Well, you've got a new wingman for this MegaCon anyway.
Wing lady.
Okay. There you go. It's all good. All right, on this GigCast, we're still kind of in a free fall sort of thing here. We do have some news to talk about. We've got some letters, got some press releases that came in that we'll talk about in the world of webcomics and a few other things. We will have some music, but it's going to be as big a surprise to you as to me, which I'm going to put up there down at the Night Geek Studios Lounge. But we'll find out about it, and I'll be sure to post about it on nightgeek.com. As well.
The kazoo.
Oh, great. That's a step up from me with the ukulele, so it's all good there. But we'll find
Tone some. Don't insult yourself.
We'll get some good music down there, and again, instead of the usual show notes that we used to have, a lot of the stuff is already mentioned on Night Gig, so we were not going to put them in the show notes, but you'll be able to find everything we talk about on nightgig.com. All right, so... Again, nothing major happening in this show except for some news, and we're going to talk about some other stuff, and it'll be all good. And your Twitter bits and stuff like that, because we're still asking for... We're throwing it out to Twitter, see what we're going to talk about. Got some stuff from that, so that's exciting. And we'll get to all that and more right after this.
Science film number 12, the most rare case of Tourette's, Skiffy Tourette's. With science fiction weaving its way into popular culture, everyone everywhere is looking for a bright and shiny future. However, not everything is rosy. Along with all its benefits and positive messages, America's young boys and girls are succumbing to the dark chapter for our next generation. The phenomenon is known as STS, Skiffy Tourette Syndrome. Dr. Davenport, a speech and behavioral specialist from overseas, has made the discovery and has studied this for quite some time. Let's hear from the good doctor.
Skiffy Tourette syndrome is the result of persons consuming hours of science fiction material
Fennec.
And focusing on the substituted words for cussing and swearing.
Or am fracking juju flop.
The mind takes this input and causes the patient to uncontrollably and sometimes violently speak words at loud volumes to the point of yelling.
Feldegarb!
Often the patient cannot compose.
Frack!
Often the patient cannot gain composure of themselves until the seizure has passed.
Frack me!
Take, for example, this patient in this room. Lewis, how are you today?
Ching wai xiao de lu mang.
That was translated as, you frog-humping bastard. Of course, this makes no sense.
Shut my...
So there you have it, Mrs. and Mr. America. Limit your science fiction. This sacrifice isn't just for yourself. It's for you and the children and our country.
And we are back once again. And we're doing this one a little bit different because I got a new toy. It's a good toy. I've used one before. It's the Zoom H2 recorder. I'm actually recording this this show, a little behind the, you know, inside baseball, behind the scenes thing here. So the show is being recorded directly onto the Zoom H2 from the mixer. So the fact that I killed the NightGig computer last week... it hopefully will not be a detriment. It's actually a step up, I think, because I don't have to worry about the only thing the computer has to worry about is Skype and then of course looking at the stuff we're talking about. So it's all good there. It is indeed. All right. So what's new with you, Kev? I understand you got the final okay to come to MegaCon, so you've got your plane tickets booked and you're ready to go.
Yep.
Outstanding.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you over staring at my Addy Award.
Your who what?
My Addy Award.
Please, do tell. What is this Addy Award you're talking about?
I'm sorry. All right, for those that don't know, the American Advertising Association, I think, or Federation, something. You know, those guys that make ads.
Sure.
They have local they have local award ceremonies. And Antonelli College, my alma mater, asked me to submit three of my pizzas to the local chapter of the American Advertising.
Three of your what? Yeah. Pizzas?
Pieces.
Pieces. Oh, I thought you said pizzas. Pieces.
Yes, my pizzas. The yard.
Pizza on the brain. Okay.
Yeah, but I submitted the three pieces, and I went to the award ceremony, which if you're following the Year in Apprentice, I actually went to the King Edward Hotel, which has been renovated. It's beautiful. It's swank. There's brass and wood and panels and beautiful, beautiful hotel. I go in. All three of my pieces won.
Wow.
I got a silver and two bronzes, and they gave me a little award statuette. It's a little crystal thing, and it catches the light and distracts me.
That's going to look great on your resume when you go to get a job with this new degree you're getting.
Yeah, and if that doesn't work, you know, I can hit somebody
with the award.
Crystal block.
Exactly.
This thing weighs a good 5 pounds by itself.
Put that in a tube sock, and you're good to go.
You're dang Skippy.
Well, that's awesome, man.
And the only other thing I got is I started an art blog recently. Called Art for Art's Sake. And it's talking about art and my personal opinions on things because, you know, God forbid we need another website with my opinions on it.
Never too many. Never too many.
And you can find it at KotaOtan, KotaOtan .wordpress.com.
Alright, so, and I believe we have that. Do we have that on our gig feed section there?
You know what? No, we don't.
Well, we will. Those of you who don't know, on nightgig.com, there's a couple of really neat things that are constantly being updated. Not only is the main blog section being updated at least once a day with something, we on the left-hand side you'll see something called Gig Feeds. And everybody that is a member of NightGig Studios in any way, shape, or form that has a blog on the web, that has a feed, We're trying to get put models in there. So if they've updated something, it shows up there at the top of the gig feeds. Like right now, there's a video up there from on CubeTheComic.com, Love Marriage Music Video, which is, of course, from Krishna from PC Weenies. We've got the Gods of Archelon recent updates. They've posted up there. Got a couple of page 10 from the Signed Tears, which is Kodak page 10. And also, so you updated on Sweatshop Studios, then you updated on the Signed Tears, and bam, both of those are up there as updates. So all this stuff is up there. You can't. You got Mad Scott's up there. You got the Stupid's updates up there. All kinds of stuff going on.
You got you playing the ukulele.
You do. Well, I'm in the. That's in. Yeah, my the JT Ukes is up there, which is good. And then also we have, if somebody has commented on something, there's a list of recent comments, so you can click to see what, you know, which topics are hot. If there's a blog post which is getting a lot of comments, but it gets pushed down off the page, if it's still commenting, it'll still show up there. We also have on the right-hand side a list of different podcasts that we deal with, like the Gigcast, JT Ukes, and also the Dribble for Kids and the what's Nitro's podcast called? It used to be the Jewel for Kids, but now it's the Good, Bad, and the Geeky.
That's right.
Yeah, so that'll be up there. And they also have a list of all current studios. Again, basically, instead of just having the whatever blogs are updating, any people that have been related to Night Gig or consider themselves part of Night Gig, there's a list of studios there. So, yeah, we've got a lot of good links to stuff on the web right from nightgig.com, and we're working on making that even more relevant. We're going to move over the webcomic Wire, which is still being posted 2-3 times weekly on thegigcast.com, over and move that onto nightgig.com and leave thegigcast.com there as just for the Gigcast for another month or so. But eventually that'll stagnate, meaning it'll stay there probably sometime around, well, let's just say around show 200. That's a good mark. At show 200, thegigcast.com will be frozen in time, so to speak. All the old shows will still be there. All the pages will still be there, at least until we decide to do something else with them. We're not going to ever get rid of the content. It'll all still be there, but it'll be archived in some way. But it'll all move over directly onto nightgig.com, kind of focus it all on, because they're all our night gigs. You know, that's what we do, all that stuff. So it'll all be in one spot.
And I think that's a good idea, because this is your night gig now. You know, you used to do that comic you did.
Long time ago.
And now, you know, this is your thing.
Yeah, now it's the Gigcast, Night Gig Studios, and the ukulele thing. Yeah, exactly. So move it all to in one spot. Now, there are people listening right now who probably said, I told them to do that years ago. Well, we know. At that time, our ideas of what we wanted to do with the Gigcast and Night Gig was a little different. But now we're all consolidating, and it was a good idea at the time. It just wasn't the right time to do it, and now it is. Especially after that... Do I call it two half-year hiatuses, or is it like one big hiatus with a break in the middle? Now, what's a break from a hiatus called? A failed attempt to restart?
A faint glimmer of hope.
I guess so. But things are still going well. The listeners seem to be coming back. It's pretty funny, because I did post on Twitter tonight like I used to do in the old days. You know, hey, getting ready to record what you got out there. And Will's 42, who was a great Twitter, you know, in the past, basically, the Gigcast is back? And that was, yeah, we're back, man. And the thing is, we're back, and we were back last week, so you've got a whole show to catch up on. So congratulations. There you go. All righty. You know, what's, it's funny, because, you know, we're getting ready for MegaCon again this year, and we're not doing... The last few years, we did either a Gigcast shirt or a Night Gig shirt. And this year, we decided not to, because Scott's not coming down and that kind of stuff. But I still wanted to get a decently nerdy, webcomic-y shirt where it's obscure enough that if you see the people that get it, you know that they're there. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to get the... The perfect shirt, I think, was that the Dr. McNinja, the Ken Archer shirt, the one that was WW Batman do, the WW Batman 7D.
Yeah, I remember.
And I wanted to get that shirt, and I the price was right. It was only, you know, any of the 2X size, so it was like under $20 for the shirt, which is fine. And then I saw the shipping charges.
How much was that?
$9, like $8.23 for shipping. You know, I'm like, you know...
Where is he sending it from?
No, it wasn't him. He's with... I'll actually go find out for you. Because, you know, it's one of those things where you want to support the artists that you like. You want to do those sort of things. But at the same time, you know, shipping shouldn't be that much. And it's just... Maybe it's just me. Maybe I'm out of touch. I don't know, but I ordered a shirt for my daughter, and the shipping was only $4. I can deal with $4 shipping. That's fine. It was Topatico, the same people that Casey Green is with.
Yeah.
Okay, and the Dr. McNinja has their t-shirt brand is Raptor Bandit, and there's some awesome ones. like the Dolphin Revenge and the Documania Jump Kick, and of course the WWE Batman Do, which is great. And I just couldn't do it. $30 for a T-shirt. It just didn't. Unfortunately, I couldn't do it. So instead, I actually went with a Fruity Odie Bar T-shirt from. From allposters.com, which was, for Serenity. But that works well, because now with my Jane hat and with that shirt, and if I, get my, I'm growing my goatee back. I'm going to have a 3-week goatee for the,
Ooh, that's a good point. I need to get mine growing.
And I've got my old Navy combat boots, and I'm going to get some gray colored, light gray colored, cargo pants with it, and get a nice thick belt. And I'll kind of cosplay Jane, not really. But kind of cosplay Jane. And, of course, Jane with a ukulele. So that's the only thing that's going to be a little different there. For the show, I'll name my ukulele Vera, so it'll be fine. So there's my T-shirt rant. You know, you want to support the people you want to support. You want to give them your money. But when they're going to charge you that much for shipping, it just doesn't seem right. And then, I don't know, again, since they're going through Topatico, how much does the artist actually get?
I'm not
exactly. Who knows? You don't know. I don't know exactly. It's just. I guess I could ask Casey about it, because he sells his shirts through there. And it would have been great, Gun Show T-shirt. You know, he's got his Kill All Nerds EXE from his manga. What's that comic he did with the manga?
So the Anime Club.
The Anime Club. That's it. You know, he's got that. He's got the Wizard T-shirt. Euclid's on the Bark, Dad brand whiskey, which is great, and it was wonderful. And I would have got one of those. I could have, I would have done one of his less, I wouldn't do the Dick Butt shirt, but, hey.
Dude, if I could get away with wearing it, I would have one.
Exactly.
I'm sorry. And the thing is, I couldn't wear it around him, because I seem to remember Casey stating at the last MegaCon I was at with him, he almost wishes he had never done that, just because it was a one-off gag and the internet has grabbed it and run with it. Yeah. I have seen people with tattoos.
Oh, you're kidding.
Of Dick Butt. Goons. All, it's people from Something Awful with it.
Yeah. Yeah, so, sure. Well, yes, that's just too bad. Just the way, what are you going to do? It's still, and hopefully they're getting okay money, but again, if I'm paying half as much for the shipping as I am for the shirt, when you're talking $20, it's just too much. Anyway, enough of my cheap ass rambling. Let's see here. Let's take a look and see what's going on in ye old mailbag. We got a letter from Wes Muldash. Hey, good news for Wes. This is pretty cool. He's Schlegel's Coffee Shop in downtown Chillicothe, Ohio, which is where I believe he lives, is going to be displaying his artwork for the entire month of March. Basically, the entire run of Max versus Max strips, basically from the beginning of the series through the February, is going to be on display there, which is awesome. And then on March 13th at the Chillicothe Art League is hosting a galley stroll through downtown, and he's going to be at that coffee shop that night talking about his comic and his cartooning. It's really kind of cool, because that whole community down there, this is not the first time that part of that community has embraced his artdom, his craft, his cartooning. I know he's done workshops with kids and given talks at his church and I think other places in the community about his experiences with cartooning and everything, and his cartoons are all pretty much relationship based, and I'm not sure how much is real and how much is made up, but it does a great job with it, and it's really cool that I don't know if he's surviving off that, if he's actually living, but he's doing really good things with his art, and because congratulations, Wes, you deserve everything you're getting out of this. This is awesome.
Absolutely, and community is a surprisingly important part of webcomics, and when you don't have a community to support you, it is a pain in the butt.
I
mean, around here, you feel like you're just kind of, throwing stones down a well when you do it.
Yeah, it's like you're screaming into the universe and hoping somebody hears you. But unless the universe can answer back, unless you have people talking back to you, You don't know. You know, it's funny. There's a tweet, and I wish I had, I should have noted it down. A few days ago, somebody said something about webcomic community, and it really, you know, how, you know, what does that mean anymore? And, thinking back on it, 10 years ago when webcomics, were getting started, there wasn't a lot of free or easy, hardly, there wasn't any free and easy hosting. There was, basically, there was Keenspace.
Yeah.
And that was it. And so there was that. So the idea of webcomic community was really more centralized.
Yeah.
Now it's more like, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, I mean, you're completely right. Like when I first joined NightGig, there was the IRC chat.
Yeah. Yeah.
And many a happy weekend I spent on there talking to Vidiot and Lack and HPK and you and.
Yeah, exactly, and and that was
talk to anybody.
It's kind of weird, but it was more there was Keenspace, and then that kind of broke off a little bit to when Drunk Duck got started. There was then Keenspace, and then more and more as hosting got easier and cheaper, and now nowadays with WordPress for blogs for free, and hosting is pretty much. You skip your coffee habit for 3-4 days, and you've paid for your hosting for the month. The tools are, there are a lot of tools out there for posting your own webcomics. Yeah. There are still communities that are broken down to smaller and smaller. The groups are smaller. The people that you consider in your community, online community, are either they're more segmented. I guess there are. I've made this comment before. It's like you've been involved with webcomics or just in online communities for years, and you think you've seen it all, and then all of a sudden you stumble across a whole other community you had no idea was out there, and it's like it's amazing. It's like your eyes are open to a whole other point of view, a whole other group of individuals that are either doing the same thing you're doing somewhere else, or something totally different.
Yeah, you know what just terrified me?
What's that?
We just spent several minutes having a back in my day discussion.
Yeah.
We're getting old.
Yeah, it's amazing. Yeah,
we've become the old guard of webcomics, haven't we?
I wouldn't say I wouldn't call myself an old guard of webcomics. I'd say an old guard of people who've been podcasting for 5-6 years.
Okay, sure. I'm an old guard of webcomics.
Yeah, you are. You know, it's funny because I think I said this before. When I first met you online, Coda's World had been updating for 2-3 years. You were well, I thought, you were a webcomic dude. I mean, you were some you. It was like, wow, I'm talking to Kevin Heyman. Unbelievable.
Well, that's how I felt when I came to NightGig. I was like, wow, it's like HBK. Wow. Stars in my eyes. And then I find out you guys are excited about me. And
what? We're all just people.
We're just schmucks.
There are a few superstars out there. They're all just people as well.
That's one thing. If you could meet any particular web cartoonist that you've never met before, who would you meet?
Oh. Well, does that include people that I've actually talked to on the show? Because I've already talked to a bunch of people that I would have loved to,
I was. Yeah, yeah, we'll go with that, sure.
So they're included, the people that I've. Yeah. Okay, I would love to meet Howard Taylor, because he seems like a really nice guy who's got his crap together and has been very professional in what he's been doing. And I don't think he has pissed anybody off anywhere. With his, with what he said or what he's done, and he hasn't caused any waves, and he's been nothing but helpful to everybody that he's at, that has needed help in webcomics. He sounds like somebody to be really cool to talk to. Along that same vein, you've got Dave Kellett and Brad Gygar. I think those two guys are again.
I know the name Brad Gygar, and that name just I would kill for a name like Gygar.
I think I got it right.
That's like Gary Gygax. Yeah, he's just one of those names.
Well, I mean, he's a newspaper guy as well as an online guy. Just pretty amazing. And of course, Dave Kellett with Sheldon. Again, the way just real pros and seem like really nice guys that know their crap. I'd love to meet the Penny Arcade guys. I'm going to say Gabe and Tycho just because their real names that I do know are escaping me at the moment. Yeah. But I pretty much just rattled off, you know, some pretty the big wigs that we've been talking about, the ones that are have made it.
I think I'm only got two right now off the top of my head.
Mm-hmm.
James Riot, because I mean, I've talked to him on the phone, we've talked to him on the gig cast. I'm terrified of the things we get up to at a con together. Because I come up with ideas, and then he goes and does them.
He does them, yeah.
I can't even tell you the stories he's told me about a couple of the things I've suggested that have...
So you're telling me that if he came here, he'd go up to LeVar Burton, and it would be all over?
Oh, man. We would have...
That's the reference for last week. If you don't know what we're talking about, go listen to last week.
Yeah, we would have to have bail money. We would have to have a pool of bail money just to be on the safe side, I'm sure. And the other one, I'd love to meet Jeff Jacques from that comic that he did, Questionable Content.
Oh, okay, sure.
I'd like to meet him. I love his comic.
I'd also love to, and I don't know his name. That's the thing. He's one of those guys that is kind of in the background, like the guy who does XKCD. I'd love to meet him, just to meet him, but I couldn't even tell you his name.
I couldn't either, but yeah.
Yeah, it's just one of those things where he nails it on the head every time he posts, and I couldn't tell you the guy's name. I know he was up in Boston somewhere and went to MIT or something, or Harvard or something. I don't even.
Yeah. Perry Bible Fellowship. The guy that did that, I'd like to meet him too.
Sure.
I mean, sure, he's not doing anything now with it, but, I'd love to meet him.
Okay, well let's step back from the world of email just for a second, jump back onto the front page of Night Gig. I did want to mention, and I was going to mention it last week, I didn't get around to it, but of course Brian Anderson, who was going to be going to MegaCon with us, lives down the street. I've coffee with him every other day almost. Tomorrow morning I have coffee with him. Over on stupids.com is kind of branching out a little bit. He's still doing Stupids now and again, but now he's got another little side project going on called Spots and Stripes, which is basically the same main character from Stupids, but a few years later when he's already hooked up with his English honey, and they're living together, and these and their cats, and dealing with their cat people. I guess they took in a few cats that were needed help, whatever. But it's not like a Garfield thing. It's still a very much relationship based, but it's kind of circling around these cats. And I've seen the first four or five or six that he's done, and they're really good. And it's still be right off of stupids.com. So you just got to go to stupids.com, STOOPITZ.com, and you'll still get that. And he's still going to be updating the regular stupids.com, but now he's also got this other thing going on, which is great. So check that out. Oh, and I know we didn't mention this before, and again, all over the place here. Back with the Wes Moll Bash. If you haven't read Max vs. Max, it's at maxvsmax.com. I didn't throw that before, I'm telling you now, so check that out as well. But yeah. So Brian, although he's not coming to MegaCon, great guy. Hoping to see him. I'll be seeing him tomorrow for coffee, so I'll let him know that I mentioned him. But there you go. Check him out. Again, if you can take a look at the post that he posted up on NightGig, and then follow the link right back to stupids.com. Let's see. And also on the... where is that? I'll make sure I get this right. Oh, yeah, over... Scott posted about a former classmate of his, which is doing a polar bear plunge to raise money for the Special Olympics. Again, the link is over on NightGig. She only wants to raise about $750. So if you want to help out the Special Olympics, go on over to NightGig.com. Hit that link. It's a Special Olympics Minnesota.org website to get to. It's easy. Just go to NightGig and click on the link and pledge some money if you want to help out the Special Olympics in Minnesota there. And it's funny because her name is Melissa Suick. And what she's done is she asked for people to pledge in rhyme, and what's kind of funny is that she goes, and now it's the time at Sprockets where we rhyme. So I guess you got to do this in a fake East German accent, I think. jumping in a frozen lake. I see you, see if I got what it takes to raise the funds for a cause and jump in the water. Too much applause. So this, and there's two more verses after that. And if you want to finish it off, you got to go and take a look.
Yeah. That's nice. I like that. That
yes. You know what's good? Maybe we should. You know what? We should have done this whole show in rhyme. Do you know why?
No.
It's why? It's Dr. Seuss's birthday.
Well, that's fine and dandy, but
I do not podcast in this house. I do not podcast with a mouse. I will not podcast without a without some cheese. I will not podcast if you please. Sorry, not good.
Bravo, because I'm
the top,
not doing it.
I'm not doing it. Well, my it was funny. My boy's in third grade, and of course, for lunch they had green eggs and ham. And he came home, and Ailish, who's an eighth grader, of course, middle school, said, "I bet I know what you had for lunch today." And she goes, "What?" He goes, "Green eggs and ham." She goes, "Oh, no, we don't do that in middle school." He goes, "Then I don't want to go to middle school." Because he likes the green eggs and ham for Dr. Seuss's birthday.
We never did. Well, we got green eggs and ham when I was in school, but it wasn't for his birthday, and it wasn't a joke.
What's that? He what?
Oh, we got green eggs and ham when I was in elementary school.
Yeah, it was just because it was what they cut. Just happened to be the color of the ham that day. It didn't have to be anybody's birthday.
I say, this food appears to have gone off. Yeah.
No, it's Seuss's birthday. Again?
Wasn't it last week?
Wasn't it just last week? Exactly.
They're leftovers. This is scary.
All right, let's see. I know we've got some other emails to talk about. Dun, dun. Let's see here. And we also got some people that tweeted at me, which is always good. All right, here's something really pretty cool. I don't know if you ever heard of Wishtales. Wishtales is an independent publishers. These two guys got together because you know how tough it is to get anything published, any graphic novels published these days, getting in the professional ones. So they basically went out and made their own company. And let's see. I'll tell you who you know who they were. It was Tom Delargia, Arginia, Delargia, Arginia. Jesus, you know, yeah. If I would just look at these before, anyway. Tom Delargia. There we go. He's basically the artist, creator, and writer behind Marooned, and then Steve Ogden. Who's the creator of Moontown, Cubicle Pigs, and Croaker George, and also the award-winning animated film Flakes. They got together and created this company to publish their own stuff. And joining them now, which is what this press release is all about, is Mr. Eddie Pittman. Now, Eddie Pittman began his animation career with Walt Disney Features Animation, working on Mulan, Tarzan, Fantasia, 2000, Emperor's New Groove, and Lilo and Stitch. And he's got this... this graphic novel, it's also a webcomic, called Red's Planet, which is really cool. It's about this little girl, I guess she's on another planet, and, you know, he's worked for Disney, so you know his style is kind of Disney-esque, I would say, if I had to put a thing on it. But that Red's Planet, I just started reading it. It is great.
I'm taking a look at the art with the triangle ship.
Yeah, pretty cool.
I am amazed.
Yeah, this guy's good. I mean, it's, of course, he worked for Disney. So, I mean, Disney has standards. It's really awesome. Check it out. Again, Red's Planet, I believe it's at redsplanet.com. And if you, of course, go over to wishtales.com and check out all the stuff those other guys are doing. A real nice other, talking about collectives. They're people getting together to get stuff done. So check that out. And thanks for sending that over, guys. I'm glad to... It's introducing me to stuff I hadn't seen before. Very cool. And the guy... You know, here's the deal. Eddie Pittman lives in Orlando. Will he be at MegaCon? Maybe. I'll have to find out.
Yes.
And see if I can get a talk with him, because I got this nifty new recorder to do interviews.
Yeah, so, wait just a moment. Ooh. What was that name again?
Eddie Pittman?
I just grabbed my... thingy.
Your thingy. Don't grab your... Man, this is a family show.
The MegaCon 2010.
Thank you.
Guy. Boy, I should have thought that out better.
If you
want to
grab your thingy, that's between you and your thingy. I don't even want to deal with it.
Between me and the Lord God. I don't see his name listed, but there's probably several names not on this file.
Well, there's always a chance that if he's not going to be exhibiting, possibly he will be attending. Who knows? Not that we'll ever find out, but pretty cool.
You know, we can just skulk around the place until we
go. That's the plan, because there is going to be... Oh, yeah, I did talk with Mark Mekas via email briefly. There is going to be a webcomic panel at if you want to be, sure. I'd love to have you on there. It's one of those deals where we're just going to see who's available and just have another Q&A, make it pure and simple. We're thinking we actually may have a projector available this time, so we'll figure out who's going to be the comic the first day or two, get some images put up so we can put up examples of the people's work as they're talking. It should be pretty damn cool. A lot of fun. It was a lot of fun last year. A lot of fun. And hopefully this will be the same thing. We'll definitely record it if it is that. And we'll make it a special gig cast. Because that is what we do.
Yes, it is.
All right. So I love that. All right.
I just found out Chuck Dixon is going to be there.
You're going to have to fill me in on that.
Chuck Dixon worked on Punisher and Batman. Including Nightfall, when Bruce Wayne's back got broken, and helped create Bane.
Very nice.
He's worked on Nightwing. Currently writing the G.I. Joe series for IWD Publishing. Yeah, he's done a lot of stuff.
Cool.
Savage Sword of Conan. I swear, I thought... He did G.I. Joe, like the original G.I. Joe, but I may be thinking of someone else. But
cool.
Yeah, I'm excited.
All right, well, yeah, that sounds real great. Hey, we also got, I'm going to go back and check the Twitters now, see what's going on Twitter.
Woohoo!
Let's see. Boom, 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 boom. Okay. Hey, here's pretty cool. Poison Rational tweeted at us, letting us know that the Steve Orlando and Poison Ivy are both veterans of Side B Comics, have started a new Kickstarter last week. Now, Kickstarter, I believe, is a way for people to fund projects, and the people that pledge, I believe, get something back. I think that's how that works. Now, what's kind of cool about this is, and I'm glad they're following us, because these are people from Poser Inc., Poser Inc. is where Mod Buttons are, and that's where Night Gig orders their buttons for conventions. That's where we get that from. So it's all one big happy family here, people helping people. Now, there's a new book they're trying to release, a new and exciting graphic novel series part of the world called Octobriana. It's a fantasy action piece that goes back to the superheroine's origin in an underground protest zine which stood up for sexual oppression in Soviet Russia. So, let's see. So, Steve Orlando, who is the writer, he's done Hope New Orleans Anthology and The Outlawed Territory, and illustrated by Chaz Turag, who has done Animal Man with Grant Morrison. And the book is looking to be a titillating thrill, as I say. So, if you want to go on over to Kickstarter.com and look, do a search for Octobriana, and I will actually put this link in the show notes, because that's the only way you're going to be able to find it, unless you want to write down this number, which I'm not going to say because it's really kind of idiotic to do it that way. But I will put a link there. The minimum pledge for this project is $1, but they need to get something over $5,000 by the end of May 24th or so, in order to fund this project. So what happens is you bid. And if enough people bid, if they get enough, then all the bids are cashed in at that point. I'm guessing if they don't reach their goal, then you don't get charged. I'm probably saying this, and I probably don't know what I'm talking about, but I'm pretty sure that's the way it works. Let me click the FAQ. See, again, what
if it
is,
isn't, you can't blame us.
It's all or nothing funding, meaning... If you don't get the money, no money changes hands. So you have to get fully funded by the time so in other words, you're not giving this guy $10 in hopes that to do this project. And if he doesn't get enough money, you're not out $10. So that actually is pretty cool. So in other words, if the whole project gets funded, then you're gonna get charged whatever you pledge. But if not, then you don't. So that makes good sense. But I will put that link in the show notes. Because, like I said, it's not a normal night gig posting, so you won't know about it otherwise. So there you go. That's the emails. That's the Twitters. And I'm not sure what else we got. You got anything else?
I thought I did. I don't guess I do.
There's nothing else? Nothing? There's got to be something else going on here. Let me take another look. Let me take another look in the old mailbag. Oh, Bubba World Comics, which updates daily.
Bubba's World, yes.
Bubba World Comics has released Volume 2, which includes the title Space Rednecks and Going Batty and a flip collection book.
I've met Andy, the guy who does those.
Andy Childress, yes. Mm-hmm, you have? Excellent.
And, yeah, we were at Vans Cards and Comics here in Jackson, doing a little meet and greet and signing for the nobody that showed up.
Oh, well, hey, you know, such is life. But this is the fourth self-published book released by Andy Childress, one of which is a horror graphic novel. All Bubba World Comics books can be found at the BubbaWorldComics.com website, and that's comics with an X, so Bubba World Comics with an X. He's also doing sketch cards and taking requests, so and of course all the contact info you need for that is on the website. Again, at BubbaWorldComics.com.
Is it Bubba World or Bubba's World?
Bubba, no S. Bubba World Comics with an X.com. And Andy, great guy. He has his books available and doing sketch cards, take requests, the whole deal. Outstanding. Now, those of you, I've actually talked with KC about MegaCon and how it's too bad he's not coming, and that we were thinking about doing a midnight surprise in his honor, and he was honored at just the thought of it. So, but we're gonna be missing.
I have a feeling it's gotta be me and Carl handling that, because out of all of us, we can probably.
I think yeah, probably. We're gonna do some juggling here to see who's gonna be sitting with who, because I'm not sure who I want my 13-year-old daughter to be sitting with. Yeah, because right now I think I'm sharing a table with Krishna, and I'm not sure he wants to be next to a. Oh, good news! I was able to battery power my amplifier from my cigar box ukulele.
Oh so. Boy! Action
yeah,
all the way, baby!
That's right. That's right. It's gonna be interesting. I'm not sure he wants to be sitting next to me, who's gonna be. I'm basically gonna be reporting everybody's stuff and the show. Scott sending. Go ahead.
I'm not gonna have a problem if you have like Kit on one side of me and Carl on the other. That, you know, I have no problem with that.
I think that's what it's gonna be. It's gonna be. I know you and Kit have a table. Carl was gonna be sharing with Brian, but Brian's not gonna be there. So I'm probably gonna be sharing with Carl, and give Ailish the seat next to Krishna.
Okay.
I think that's the way the plan's gonna go. Although I think you know that. So it's not really the only people that'll be changing will be me and Ailish. Not a big deal. It'll be a little buffer, you know, keep Ailish next to nice, calm Krishna, who will be attracting a lot of people because, of course, he's PC Weenies and he's getting out there that, you know, he's got books now and everything else, which should be good. And Carl, who is Carl, with his Tower of Funny and Off the Wall. He's got two books now. Scott sending has a box of stuff to me in the mail, including some of the hats his wife makes, sketch cards. Did you get the sketch card template? There is a Gigcast, there's a Night Gig 2010 sketch card template.
See, I didn't know this, and I've been sitting here working on, like, I've already got, like, 12 close
now,
to 13
sketch cards. What size sketch card are you doing? Like, baseball card size, or what? Or
yeah,
hat?
Yeah, the kind you, yeah, basically baseball card.
Yeah, that's the ones we have the template for. I sent one off, I'll email you later. We should be doing this off air. But anyway... It's all good. You know what? You know what it's time for?
It's time for music, isn't it?
It's time to head down to the Night Gig Studios Lounge. I got to crack open a couple of beers to get in the mood to do my my Irish ukulele countdown, which I'm doing. Oh, that's what I haven't mentioned yet. And it is on the front page of Night Gig. I am doing a one song a night between here and St. Patrick's Day, an Irish song on ukulele. Which will be posted up on my YouTube and will be posted on Night Gig as well as JT Ukes. So if you want to check it out, or if you have any suggestions of what you want me to do, let me know. Comment. I actually set up an email address It's JT's 2010 St. Patrick's Day Ukulele Countdown at nightgig.com. And it's spelt exactly the way it sounds. It's easy to remember, right?
Yeah, sure. I have a terrible memory and I've already forgotten.
2010 is numbers. The rest is all just letters. So it's JT's 2010 St. Patrick's Day Ukulele Countdown at nightgig.com. I was going to do JT's 2010 St. Patrick's Day Ukulele Countdown sponsored by Nightgig at nightgig.com, but I didn't decide it. Or sponsored by Nightgig Studio, but that was a little bit too long. So I shortened it up a bit. Strangely, all my requests are coming from my comments on the YouTube page instead of through email. And I'm not sure why. Yeah. Anyway, let's take a trip down to the Nightgig Studio Lounge and grab a beer and get me in the mood to do my singing. And at the same time, I'm not sure who's playing down there, but I'm sure it's going to be somebody worth listening to. And whoever is playing down there, you'll find out all about them on the Nightgig's Nightgig blog there, either in the post for the show or in their own separate post, depending upon how much I feel like writing about them.
And so people will actually keep listening. It's not going to be me with a kazoo. I promise.
No, it probably won't be ukulele this time. I'll find something else. All right, folks. Thanks for listening to Gigcast 191. Thanks a lot, Kevin, for stopping by. And I am still working on the Tales from the Day gig. So if you have stories about the day gig, send it in, gigcast@nightgig.com. If you have any news stories or press releases of what's going on, send them on in, once again, to gigcast@nightgig.com. If we get it here, it'll be out there, and everybody else will be all set. It'll be great. All right. Again, thanks. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll catch you next week on the GigCast. This is JT Schaefer, but here at Nightgig Studios. Beatnik Turtle, of course, provides the great opening music still and again. That's never going anywhere. That's too awesome to me. And be sure to check out Aaron Apprentice at sweatshopstudios.net. If you haven't, you need to. There's a bunch of good stories, a lot of books to catch up on if you have never haven't read it before, and you got to want to. And that's still updating regularly now, right?
Oh, yeah, it's updating just about every week, and the exciting stuff's coming in the next few issues, like big stuff happening. So
Outstanding. Reading. All right, folks, again, for everybody here at Nightgig Studios and the GigCast, this is JT Shea saying until next time, enjoy your night gig, whatever it may be.
All right. How about that? Give it up. Okay, coming up next in the Nightgig Studios Lounge stage is the godfather of Celtic music online, Mr. Mark Gunn. That's right. You can find out all about Mr. Mark Gunn at markgunn.com. He's got podcasts. He's got albums. He's got everything going on out there music-wise. And that's right. And in anticipation of St. Patrick's Day, that all-holiest of days, he'll be singing for us tonight, St. Patrick Never Drank. Give it up once more time for Mark Gunn. Take it away, Mark.
14th day of February is for St. Valentine. September 29th is when St. Michael's faithful dine. On April 23rd we hail St. George without restraint. Come November 1st, we cheer for every bloody saint. But none of those can claim the very best day of the year. 'Cause on March 17th, we praise the patron saint of beer. We don't cheer for greenish beer or Irish cream liqueur. Because the man you toast was one devout teetotaler. St. Patrick never drank.
Hey!
St. Patrick never drank.
Hey!
'Twas only clear unleaded stuff he poured into his tank. He'd take the cash you spend for drafts and stash it in the bank.
Hooray!
Heroic, true, but stoic too. St. Patrick never drank. He strode with ancient warriors from coast to plain to highland. His staff he'd shake till every snake was banished from the island. He taught his band the Shamrock stands for Father, Son, and Spirit. But don't break out the Guinness style, the man would not go near it. St. Patrick didn't drink.
Hey.
St. Patrick didn't drink.
Hey.
He never tossed a bracer back or teetered on the brink. So pour another tall one, lad, then pour it down the sink.
Hooray.
With piety, sobriety, St. Patrick didn't drink. St. Patrick never drank.
Hey.
St. Patrick never drank.
Hey.
So let's be frank, when asked his favorite beer, he drew a blank. My gosh, if he could see you slosh, he'd give your tush a spank.
Hooray.
The guy was swell but dry as hell. St. Patrick never drank. No, St. Patrick never drank. I need some coffee to sober up.
This has been the GigCast. Remember, all links mentioned on today's show can be found at our homepage at www.thegigcast.com. The GigCast asks, what's your gig? Let us know. Drop us a line at gigcast@nightgig.com or call our voicemail line at 1-206-203-3334. The best we played every week on the show. Help us help you let people know what is your night gig. Music for the GigCast provided by Beatnik Turtle at beatnikturtle.com and by Corey Smith at myspace.com/TheCoreySmith. The GigCast is a production of Night Gig Studios at nightgig.com, where it's not about what you do to live, it's about what you live to do. Nightgig.com. What's your gig?